Come on. It's an older song that was on one of my very first recordings. Now, here we go. We're gonna do this one for you. The song is called Salt in My Wound.
Oh,
So a couple of things have happened since the last time I was here at State College. I got married for one. And I really like my husband a lot. And it totally works, you know, like right now I'm here and he's in Australia, so it's like the perfect marriage, you know. It totally works. This next song is a tune that I want to do for all the ladies out there. Ladies, are you out there tonight? I want you to feel good about yourselves, all that God has given you, the stuff you like and the stuff you don't like. So that's what this is all about. And it's some other things. It's about some other things, too. We don't have to talk about that. So we're gonna do this. Sometimes we like to rock out. Is that all right? Come on, y'all, and put your hands together like this. Oh man, y'all sound like another instrument. Thank you. My latest album is called Never Going Back, and I took that title from one of the songs on the record, and that song is called Never Going Back to Memphis. And the song is about why I'm never going back to Memphis. So we're going to do this song for you. Is that all right?
I'm never going back.
long time I had a radio show on Sirius Satellite Radio. I did. I don't have that show anymore because I believe I got fired because of a guy we all know named B.B. King. At least that's the story I'm telling because it's way better than the real story. And the real story is that, you know, it's because the economy is awful. But it's so much better saying that I got fired because of B.B. King. But the truth is that since he's been on the radio, the only thing he's been doing is spreading lies about me. Because, you know, I'm listening to the radio one day, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm listening to him, and he goes, you know, he was playing one of my songs, which is, you know, an honor. And he said, you know, I asked Shamika Copeland to marry me. And she told me no. And that's not true because I asked him 15 years ago to marry me, and I never got an answer. He said that I wouldn't marry him because I said that he was too old, too ugly, and didn't have enough money. And that's not true because he does have enough money. He's been doing it 60 years, you know, a lot of money. But anyway, I had this song that it's called Who Stole My Radio that I've now changed the words. I've changed the words to Who Stole My Damn Radio Show. And now I'm going to do that version for you. Is that all right? That's a long time for me. But right now I want to do this song and dedicate it to my pops. And it's a song that he wrote some years ago called Ghetto Child.
Somebody
becomes you. Southern roots, and I used to spend most all of my summers in North Carolina with my grandma Jessie, who was an amazing woman, great cook, but more importantly about Grandma Jessie, she was a saved woman, and she went to church about 19 days a week. And she took me with her, I mean, Bible study class they had every day. And she used to drag me and take me with her. And I remember my Grandma Jessie's church so much because growing up in New York City, you know, we go to church there, but I think that we praise the Lord in more of a reserved kind of way. And, you know, we clap and we get excited, and every now and then one lady screams out, hallelujah, and everybody kind of looks at her. But at Grandma Jessie's church, a whole different story. They get the Holy Ghost. They start screaming and speaking in tongues. When they get excited, wigs come off. And it is just, it's just crazy. So what I want to try to do right now here at State College is to take you guys back to, oh, we don't need no wigs coming off tonight. But we're going to try to take y'all back to my Grandma Jessie's church. Can we go? Do a good enough job of asking y'all, can we go back to Grandma Jessie's church? Come on, y'all, put your hands in the air like this. I need y'all to put y'all hands together. Yeah.
years. And you tell me that it's so much fun, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
that way I'm never here. If you wanna talk lost love, I'm here anytime. Shame. I'm so glad that we parted. Don't you know you're such a bad influence? You got ways to make you what you want. Oh, you're such a bad influence. I've got to stay away.
Thank you.
One summer day, she went away. She's gone and left me. She's gone to stay. My baby's gone. I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. I worked all the summer down on the farm, and oh, I had to take Christmas with my overall. My baby's gone. Don't worry, no. Sitting on top of the world. Yeah. She's gone. And I don't give a damn.
Thank you.
scratched up on the wall. I've had a phone booth, baby. Your number scratched up on the wall. I'm doing college station. Got no one else to call. Been walking all day. Old friends I can't find. The heart was so cold. Till I had to buy me some wine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Choice of size. said she wanted to be free. The one in the middle. I love her, and I wonder, does she ever think of me? In my mind, I've been to 1,000 places when I walk down the street. The flame of love always shines so brightly. Now it's just a slow, slow burning memory. The one.
Thank you.
dreams we have just fairy tales. Hope I'm wrong, I can't fail. Never weep when you're not well. You're the reason I can't fail. We're lucky that we don't fear.